Radioactive International. If you'd like to get in touch with us, it's info@radioactiveinternational.org. You may also notice, if you check out the website, we're also selling t-shirts now. We're the kind of radio station that doesn't take money from advertisers or sponsors or big corporations. We're not here for the shareholders, we're here for our own self-enjoyment and for your enjoyment. So if you'd like to sponsor us yourselves directly, you can get a t-shirt. So it's kind of a dual action. You walk around town, you go out, you dance in the nightclub, you wear our t-shirt, people see it, they go, hey, that sounds like a good radio station. Plus also you get a nice t-shirt. So check it out, radioactiveinternational.org/stuff, STUFF. You can find it there. Okay, back to the music.
Thou shalt not steal if there is a direct victim. Thou shalt not worship pop idols or follow lost prophets. Thou shalt not take the names of Johnny Cash, Joe Strummer, Johnny Hartman, Desmond Decker, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix or Sid Barrett in vain. Thou shalt not think any male over the age of 30 that plays with a child that is not their own is a paedophile. Some people are just nice. Thou shalt not read NME. Thou shalt not stop liking a band just because they've become popular. Thou shalt not question Stephen Fry. Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. Thou shalt not buy Coca-Cola products. Thou shalt not buy Nestle products. Thou shalt not go into the woods with your boyfriend's best friend, take drugs and cheat on him. Thou shalt not fall in love so easily. Thou shalt not use poetry, art or music to get into girls' pants. Use it to get into their heads. Thou shalt not watch Hollyoaks. Thou shalt not attend an open mic and leave as soon as you've done your shitty little poem or song, you self-righteous prick. Thou shalt not return to the same club or bar, week in, week out, just because you once saw a girl there that you fancied that you're never going to fucking talk to.
Welcome to Whatever You're Having on Radioactive International. We started today's show with Sunrise by Soul Savers. That's a Mark Lanegan song and it featured Bonnie Prince Billy on vocals. And followed that up with Harry and Maggie by Swerve Driver. I was inspired to dig that one out by listening to the Workers Radio number 2 show, which you can find, which is a tribute of sorts to Margaret Thatcher. So that's why I played that one. There. First was Retro by Belter Space, followed up with Joyless Street by Bitch Magnet. I'll probably play a few more songs from Bitch Magnet over the next few weeks because they're one of those bands that always amazes me more people don't know about. And if you like what you hear, their entire discography has just been re-released by Temporary Residence Records, and I'll probably put some links to that on the show notes or whatever. Okay, here's an old single by an Irish band called Bambi.
Gonna play the shot.
what you had there was Play the Shot by Bambi. I've always thought that they should have really come from New York, but judging by the sound of them, but no, they come from the suburbs of Dublin. But they rock hard. So now I'm going to continue on with loads more Irish music, actually, for the next few songs. So this is Black Banana by Mouthpiece. Black banana with a bevel glass too. Yeah, you sang songs about breaking the rules. The great shows and the people stood around. Running to the rhythm about the black banana sound. Black, black banana. Black, black banana. 17 songs. None of them any use. Black banana played a lot of bad pool. Anarchist graffiti on the walls of the school. Three songs there by Irish bands. We started off with Black Banana by Mouthpiece from their brand new EP, which I believe is called the Black Banana EP. Followed up with Say It Now by The Objectors with a Z. And then Gwendolyn by Female Hercules. And a lot of those bands share members. You'd probably recognise the same singer in Mouthpiece and Female Hercules. That was a man known as Conzo around the streets of Dublin. He will have a show on Radioactive at some stage. I think he's yet to post his first one, but keep an eye out for him. And the drummer in Mouthpiece and the Objectors is none other than Derek Mouthpiece, who does the Lovin' Room Floor show, who's kind of an expert in punk rock, garage rock, punk garage punk, all that kind of stuff. So if you enjoy the second half of this show, I reckon you should check out his show, because that's what he does. I'm going to move on now with some garage rock. In fact, the rest of the show is pretty much just garage rock, beat rock, whatever you want to call it. And I was listening to Sounds from the Kitchen during the week, and I heard a Len Price 3 song, and that's been my inspiration for the second half of this show. So here we go with the Len Price 3, Christian in the Desert.
Well, I'm a Christian in the desert, baby, for you.
And the employing class have nothing in common. There can be no peace so long as hunger and want are found among millions of the working people, and the few who make up the employing class have all the good things of life. Between these two classes, a struggle must go on until the workers of the world organize as a class, take possession of the earth and the machinery of production, and abolish the wage system. That's who we are.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless with me, your host, Dr. Groove, on Radioactive International. And the last track that we heard was one by a man that was beloved of us in the early 90s, and it was called Into the 90s, and it's from a gentleman called Fotech, who kind of made his name in drum and bass, but that was one of his more slow hip-hop tracks. And before that, we started off the show with a bit of Death in Vegas dub, and at the very top of the show there was a man called Utah Phillips, and he's a member of the Industrial Workers of the World, or the Wobblies as they were called, and he was giving you the speech, the kind of signing up speech. And since I saw somewhere on a paper today something about the Inland Revenue trying to chase people up for, or the revenue chasing people up for their household tax, that really got me annoyed, because they seem to have invented a new thing in capitalism where they just take money from your pocket and give you no services in return. It's crazy, I know, but it's direct theft. It's pretty impressive. Anyway, before I get really annoyed, I think we should just play another tune and just keep on rolling. Welcome to the show, Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Люди всех стран и континентов, через несколько минут могучий космический корабль унесет меня в далекий...
Chers amis lointains ou très proches, habitants de tous les pays et de tous les continents, dans quelques minutes, un puissant vaisseau cosmique m'emportera loin dans l'espace. J'ai peine à décrire ce que j'éprouve, mais il me semble que j'ai vécu toute ma vie dans l'attente de ce moment-là. J'ai vraiment le sentiment d'engager un combat sans précédent avec la nature.
Upwards and onwards. And I was reading in a book about a specific party that used to take place in a loft in New York, and it was kind of the early days of house parties, and it was kind of the early days of kind of what happened before. It was kind of clubs before clubs, almost like the very origins of clubs. And a gentleman by the name of David Mancuso used to go around and print up specific invitations to people, and they would come to his loft, and he had a specific sound system set up there that was supposed to be amazing, using the latest technologies. And this is one of the tunes that he played, and I think it's probably worthy of a really good sound system. So if you're out there, put on speakers or put a set of cans on, or headphones, that's what we call them in the business, cans, and see what you get out of this. Yes, applause ringing out in the background for that version of Night Porter Live by Japan. And I've just realised, listening to that again, that it's no wonder that they appealed to me when I was a young boy. They were, you know, the kind of band that just used to wear makeup and sit and do very little, and not do that running around, jumping up and down, all the other prancing that was going on at the time. Low energy, lo-fi, the originators. and looks were far more important than almost anything else. That was Night Porter. I used to do a whole thing where I used to try and sing like David Sylvian, so I won't subject that to use. But I noticed that it must be the change in the seasons. It being September, winter's drawing in, everything else. And I think we need to, and there's a number of different parties coming up this weekend that hopefully I'm going to make an appearance at and DJ. And this is one of the tunes I'm going to actually use as somebody comes online to tell me about them. And this is Marina Annette, and featuring Anita. Annette Party featuring Anita Coke. And Marina is the name of the tune. And it's got a really warm sound to it. So hope you like it.
Welcome to another episode of the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, coming to you on Radioactive International, International Freeform Radio. Piece of music, little excerpt to start, was Gige by Corelli, played on the harp solo played by Carlos C. Doza. Recorded, 1914, I believe, for the Columbia label. I would have liked to play the whole disc, but unfortunately it's really showing its age. I mean, I guess you get to be 100 years old, it's going to happen to everybody, but I would like to pick up better quality recordings, but I'm very interested in early solo harp recordings made in the acoustic era. I can imagine it was pretty challenging. Anyway, that's enough of that. So let's line up the rest of the show. And first off, we're going to have Long Line Rider, and it's by Bobby Darin. Written by Bobby Darin, arranged and produced by Bobby Darin. And this was later in Bobby's career, what I call the Blue Denim Bobby Darin. I guess a few people probably call him Blue Denim Bobby Darin. He got all serious and folky and, true way to tux. And this is a track, said Long Line Rider on Direction Records. And that's how you know he's serious, because he's got a direction. And listen up.
Wetting it down, boss. Wet it down. Wiping it off, boss. Wipe it off.
Win 10 to 20 hard, swinging 12 pounds in the yard every day, every day. I came in with a group of 20, there ain't left but half as many in the clay, in the clay.
Move on now to something a little bit different. Stan Kenton conducts the works of Robert Grettinger. Take it from This Modern World.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I should explain why I played such a terrible record. This is taken from an original song poem LP on Columbine Records, The Now Sounds of Today. And it was Len Cycles of Gizmo Logistics, sung by Kay Weaver, who appeared on a lot of these recordings out of Columbine, written by James Wilson Jr., who's somewhat well known in the world of song poems. And a song poem for listeners who don't know this is, you may remember, you may not remember, years ago when you're looking in the back of magazines, and if you have your poem set to music, have your songs recorded by professional musicians, just send $200 or £200 or whatever, and you know, they'll get it done. Get your music into the hands of Barry White or whatever. Well, it was a con, and it was lots of these studios popped up, like, from the 1940s onwards. And kind of, I think there's still places like that in operation, but really, it's dead. So many people would send along their money, and few people did it over and over again. And your track would be recorded by these session singers, and some of it's inspired, and most of it is truly awful. So I guess it's like a lot of popular music. So that's why I played that. Just to put it out there, you know, for those that like song poems, and for those that don't, they've experienced it. So if they go to a party and someone say, "Hey, would I put on my song poem album?" They'll know. Jesus, no. Anyway, next up is Son of a Gun. And if you can't tell by listening to it, I'll tell you, it's written by Lee Hazelwood and produced by Lee Hazelwood, and it's recorded by Sanford Clark. And it's pretty obvious from the first couple of bars that it was written by Lee Hazelwood. Enjoy.
It hurts to be told when you're not very old that you're an outlaw son, and the older you get, they won't let you forget that you're the son of a gun, a bad, bad gun, the son of a gun.
Well, that was Radioactive by Kings of Leon, which I thought was rather appropriate. And this is Soldier Blue in honour of our guest today, who is the estimable Preppy Dude.
Hey, this is Preppy Dude. You're listening to Beans on Toast. I guess it's kind of naive, but I still like people who are just making music. I don't want to hear a political statement. I mean, if you're writing something, you know, political, that's cool. But, like, when you think that you are the movement, that's when I move on.
I understand that. Well, that's interesting because, you know, I kind of like political content, and politics is part of your work. So, I mean...
So I like it when it comes organically, is what I...
You mean
I
it's, guess not a better way. It's not being forced?
Right. It's not like, you know, like if you're angry about something and you're writing from the heart about something, I'm all into that.
Yeah,
but when you like take yourself seriously and you think, you know, wow, look how amazing I am and how I affect change, you know, still just a song.
Isn't a lot of that beast mode, you call it, which I really love as a definition. You know, Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson, aren't they political in their way because they're very, you know, counterculture and they're, you know, they are kind of not. They're not going to make moms and dads comfortable in middle America, are they, these people? They're absolutely, you know, deliberately shocking. I mean, especially Manson, you know, dressing to shock and dealing with a dark side. I mean, that's kind of political, the small p, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's what I liked about Trent Reznor, you know, very early on, was I didn't get from him, like, all the, you know, the same way he, you know, he's never happy with an album. You know, there's like four versions of the same album because he keeps tinkering with it. I think that his angst and darkness is real. I mean, I don't know if it still is, but it always rang true to me.
Mm.
I think, you know, when Marilyn Manson first came out, you know, and was working with Trent, you know, So he's a prime example of somebody who might have had some darkness, but now he's just a caricature of that darkness now. He's just a cartoon.
I've always been the last to pick up on you know, fads, if you like. I'm a bit anti... I resist fads, I have to admit it. And for that reason, I miss out on a lot of good music, I'll be frank. I really do. And because I'm a bit like the old faithful, I'll still go back and I'll get something else out of that old thing I've listened to 1,000 times. I mean, I'm a bit boring like that. But it's interesting because it took me, for example, it took me the longest time to understand and like Jimi Hendrix. And all I could hear was his imitators. And they play me Jimi Hendrix, and they're all these stoners with ultra long hair that they hadn't washed forever, and bad headbands, and they look like, you know, sort of heroin addled versions of Bjorn Borg. I mean, really, they were very, very uncut. And I was a bit more, you know, I was a bit more of a mod, and I wanted to look good and feel good and have girlfriends who were the same, and I never really related to it. And then one day, I actually sat and watched an hour and a half of Jimi Hendrix live footage and watched him playing with a good sound system. Then I understood that all of these appalling guitar solos, which I dismissed because they were really boring, were just imitating the great Jimi Hendrix. And I actually understood that no wonder that I was bored with all these people copying him, because he was so difficult to copy and they were so inferior. There was a huge gap between what he could do and what they were trying to do, and he just did it just poured out of him, and then they were all just copying the licks.
When I first heard that, it completely blew me away, I have to confess. That's James Blake. There's a Limit to Your Love. Very sadly, we lost Andy Williams this week, and that reminds me of my dad, who I've also lost. So this one's for you, Dad. You've got Andy to croon to you now, if you believe, which my dad didn't. But anyway, I'm being sentimental. I just love the idea of a dead crooner going and serenading my dead dad. Andy Williams, couldn't get used to losing you then, and I can't get used to losing you now. I've been DJ Admin. You've been listening to Beans on Toast, and I'll see you next week.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you.
This is the secret. This is the secret block with Billy Splinters on Radioactive International.
Yes, this is the secret block on Radioactive International. This is Billy Splinters looking after you for the next hour. Leave your taste at the door. Bring your ideas to the fore. Get your ass in the stable and feed it some oats. Human beings, are we the crown of creation, or are we bags of meat trying to survive in a cold and meaningless universe? H.P. Lovecraft suggested that it might be worse than that. There might be forces out there in the universe that want to squash us. And there's very few writers who describe those deep, dark spaces in the imagination better than Lovecraft. So when I found a Norwegian band who had done some pretty amazing soundscapes with a Norwegian narrator doing some choice cuts from Lovecraft's stories, I was in hog heaven. This is Famlende Forsook from their 2002 album, One Night I Had a Frightful Dream. This is Nyarlathotep.
Try saying all that after a couple of pints.
Frank Zappa is a controversial character, it's fair to say. I have to say for myself, I don't trust people who don't have reservations about him, but I also don't trust people who don't like him at all. Many people kind of draw the line at the 70s kind of smutty, leery kind of stuff, although that's when the music really got quite bonkers at times. My favourite stuff would be the first lineup of The Mothers of Invention, the 60s incarnation. And my favourite kind of stuff that they did was the albums that were put together from bits and pieces of jokes and jams and experiments. Lumpy Gravy would be a major favourite around here. This is called Party Scene from Mondo Hollywood, and it's from one of those kind of compilations of Scrag called Mystery Disc. Highly recommended for fans of Zappa or Beefheart, as it has lots of kind of period piece kind of conversations about who was Willie the Pimp and questions like that. Birmingham's Pram would have been one of my favourite groups that I followed during the 90s. Rosie Cookston, who was the singer, I remember the press made a big thing that she used an ironing board as a keyboard stand. And she claims that living between a psychiatric hospital and a maternity hospital, kind of were the big informing factors of her on her writing. Going back to imaginative spaces, Pram always seemed to kind of go out into outer space and under the sea, and mostly outer space and under the sea, and they're two pretty amazing spaces to kind of lose yourself in. This is from a compilation of bits and pieces from Pram, probably before the first album. So this compilation is called Perambulations. The track is Milky Bath.
Welcome to This Show Rocks, here on Radioactive. My name is Derek Mountbeast, and for the next hour I will be playing punk, garage, punk rock, rock and roll, stoner rock, whatever you want, I've got it. And it's rocking. Tune in every Thursday night for a bit of spring in your step. Anyways, let's talk more rock. Let's go! Next up is a song off an old compilation I have called DIY Punk. It's a 2-record compilation. It is a beautiful package. This one is called Love in a Molotov Cocktail. A bit of a impromptu dance party there last weekend, and we played a few great tunes that everyone could dance to, so I'm going to play another one here. This is Spitz Energy. Is not a floor filler, I don't know the definition of the term. That is Induri and the Blockheads with sex and drugs and rock and roll. I'm gonna keep it kind of dancey. Dance party late night after the pub, let's go. If you're after the pub now and it's only 10:30, you are living the dream. That is about all we have time for this week. My name is Derek Mouthpiece. This is Radioactive. Pretty much whatever floats my boat. My idea of punk is pretty big. So I hope you, if you don't like this song, you'll like the next one. Anyways, I'm going to end things off with a last Seattle tune of the evening. A bit of a funny one. This is Mudhoney and Sir Mix-a-Lot with Freak Mama. Until next week, keep tuning in. Share with your friends. Tell everyone. Let's go, punk rock. Woohoo!
You're listening to Radioactive International with DJ Egg. This is Sounds from the Attic. Coming up on this show, we have some Ten Benson, we have some Motorcaster, Father Murphy, JJ Johansson. Getting this show started is one from Iggy and the Stooges. This track would go on to be called Penetration from the LP Raw Power. But this is demo version and this is I'm Hungry. Thank you.
she's mad about me. She's mad about me. But it's only a dream. She got a wiggle. She got a wiggle that makes me melt. And I'm somehow gonna find a way to make her love me.
It's been 27 years since their last LP, but well worth it in my eyes. That was Dexys Midnight Runners from their current LP called One Day I'm Gonna Soar. That's a track called She's Got a Wiggle. You've been listening to DJ Egg on Radioactive International. This is Sounds from the Attic. Next up, we got one from a band called Director Sound, and it's from their LP called Preliminary Strike. The track is called Fanfare for Your Museum of Choice. And following that, we'll have one from Yana Hunter and a track called Vultures.
Get in touch with us at info@radioactive.org. That's info@radioactiveinternational.org. We're streaming live from there. We loop all the shows out there, and you can get us all on demand as well. Okay, saying that I'm not going to waffle tonight, but what a week it's been. We went live last Friday night, 10 p.m. Dublin time, whatever time it was around the world for you. It was 9 UTC. We're going to stick with UTC for the future because that's the international time coordinate. But absolutely amazing week. We're up to about 15 shows now, 15 DJs out there pushing out their sounds. And that's what it is. It's about free radio, free from formats. We don't have these managers telling us what to play, what to do, this will suit the advertisers. And we've seen it in Dublin this week with stations losing DJs due to control, and that's what we're not about. We're about having freeform. So here's one from Motorhead, Eat the Rich.
Same music is the food of love. Let's see if you're hungry enough. Take a bite, take another, just like a good boy would. Get a sweet thing on the side. Home cooking, homicide. Side order, could be a daughter. Man, you're looking good. Son of a bitch, don't listen, don't you give me no switch. Come on, baby, and eat the rich. Come on, baby, and eat the rich.
You're listening to Radioactive International, broadcasting from the kitchens, bedrooms, and bedsits of the world to you via the internet. We're also going to be broadcasting on shortwave and low power FM transmissions from around cities around the globe. But to do that, we need your support. So go to radioactiveinternational.org, hit that donate button. We need your money for things like transmitters, servers, all this. We do it voluntary. Please support us. Okay. next track, Hardfi, stars. Radioactive International. It's a free radio station. I was going to say that was this is kind of thing, you know, but we've actually got the freedom now to publish our playlists right beside our shows, so I don't have to tell you what the last two tracks were before that. So you just have to go to the website. If you're listening to us on the live stream via any of those apps and things on those smartphones and stuff, get yourself over to radioactiveinternational.org, where there's lots more going down, a bit more background on what we are, what we do, and how you can join us and become a DJ on this station. So do it. Go on. You always wanted it, didn't you? Okay, here we go. The Undertones, my last track, I Know a Girl.
Welcome to the Shabby Shuffle. As promised, I have a guest with me tonight, and a very special guest, a very good friend. This is Marcos Tantos, who's a big music fan, and indeed was the rhythm guitarist with one of the best Spanish bands around, El Columpio Asesino. Marcos has chosen the music for the show tonight, and with a story. There's a connection between all of the songs tonight, and I'll let Marcos tell you more about each one.
Thank you, Wally. Hi, everybody. In this show, we are going to do a musical tour. We will start from Hondarribia, a town in the border between Spain and France, and the place from which we are broadcasting this show. The destination is Pamplona, Iruña, the place where I was born. All the songs we are going to listen to are from bands that are actually working, releasing stuff and playing live. We will advance from one song to the next and we will talk about the connection between them. The first band's name is Naika. This is a band that apparently started in New York. Now they are based here in on the Riviera. This song is from their first album called Fish Taco and its title is Saint Nicholas. This one is Jill Scott Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised in Spanish Way, sung and arranged by Mar Álvarez. La revolución no será televisada.
No podrás quedarte en casa.
La revolución no será televisada.
No podrás jugar con el mando,
a encender y apagar, a encender y apagar.
Ni dormirte en el sofá,
ni correr a coger más cerveza en los anuncios,
ni recibir la noticia en el iPhone,
ni comentar ningún titular.
No será televisada, la revolución no,
la revolución no
será, no será televisada.
Souvenirs, Jaime Cristóbal has his own solo project called Gem. He is very talented composer and guitarist and he has released his latest 7-inch recently. This song is from his first work and it's called Ciudad del Mar.
Ciudad del Mar, cuando quieras volver, haz las maletas y ven. Nueva estación, cambia tu hora y reloj. Sol donde a medio sol me sombra de mí. Ciudad del mar, todo vuelve a nacer, pero tú quieres seguir. Sol donde apareció una sombra de mí.
well. That's all. Thank you, Ali. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this musical tour. Maybe we will meet on the road. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you, Marcos. Very interesting program. I'm sure you'll agree. And during the program, I've been trying to encourage Marcos not only to come back to this show to do the next leg of the tour, but in fact maybe do a show himself every week on Radioactive. I think he's in a unique position to give a really good insight into what's happening in Spain at the moment. And to be honest, there is a lot happening. There's a lot of bands around, a lot of very interesting music, and because Marcos knows a lot of the musicians and used to play with El Columpio Asesino. I think he's in a unique place to be able to bring a lot of these bands and a lot of this music to us on the radio here. So hopefully Marcos will, well, he will certainly be back either on this show or perhaps on a show of his own. Okay, so that's it. So next week, I think we'll have another guest. I won't say who, just in case he can't come in, but I have four or five people lined up, and so hopefully again next week we'll have someone else coming into us. Okay, until then, bye-bye.